All right. If you classify yourself as an introvert, okay, we're either one or the other. We're either an extrovert or introvert. And granted, I know that there's some people who are a little bit of both, but really, if you lean one way or the other and you're an introvert, this episode is 1000% for you. And it's also for those of us extroverts who work with introverts a lot as well. Okay. So this episode is for you as well too. All right. We're going to be talking about the communication strategies, the verbals and the nonverbals that we have to work with. And in order to have effective communication with the introverts on our team and our introverted clients and that kind of thing. Okay. So if you're ready to learn how to effectively communicate with our introverts, those people that we love around us that are a little bit more quiet at times, this episode for you. Let's dial it on in.
Hey there, it's Heather Lyle, your marketing and messaging expert and host of the Money Making Marketing Show, where we talk about all things marketing, branding, communication strategies, PR. And let's be honest, we all need a little help with keeping our head out of the trash can in business too, right? So I bring over 20 years of leadership level experience in the corporate, small business, nonprofit, and government space to my clients. And I'm also a mom to three kids, a wife to a super busy and awesome husband. And I am that girl who is involved with a bajillion committees, organizations, and am the unpaid Uber driver for all of my kids' sporting events, which is why I love a fine wine. And I am a self-professed cheese snob as well too. So this podcast will give you the strategies you need to make the money I know we all want to see with your marketing. How does that sound? I am so excited to be with you and share all the things. Now, let's get to it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So glad you're joining me today, because today we're going to be talking about introverts, how to communicate with introverts, how introverts can communicate more effectively themselves. So if you work with introverts, you have clients who are introverts, you have family who are introverts or friends, this episode, you're going to learn so much. So grab the pen and paper, and we're going to dive right on in. So when we talk about introverts, you know, I preach and teach on the DISC assessment. And the DISC assessment, you know, covers four different personality buckets, if you will. So there's the dominant, the Ds. Those are typically our extroverts. They're outgoing. They're very results oriented, very bottom line type people. Our I type personalities are called our influencers. Those are the positive, energetic type of folks that love being around people. Our S and C personalities are more introverted personalities. Okay. So our S type people are called our study relators. They're collaborative. They love people, but they're very quiet. They can be indecisive. They're very collaborative. They like peace. They like harmony. So they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that a situation is peaceful for them and the people around them. Now, our C-type personalities are our conscientious personalities, and I work with a lot of C-type personalities. These are people who are, you know, what we would call, I'm using air quotes here, classic introverts. So these are people who really do prefer to be by themselves, prefer to work alone. They really do not, you know, people like me probably suck the energy out of them because I ask a lot of questions and I want to, you know, be friendly with them and that kind of thing. And not saying that our conscientious types are not friendly, but they typically don't display a lot of emotion as well either. And as I was telling a group last week, I was facilitating a training. I was just like, all right, just because someone doesn't display emotion doesn't mean that they're not emotional, right? They just don't display it outwardly for everybody to see. Okay. So if you classify yourself as either my S types or my C types, you're an introvert. Okay. And for those of us, I'm an extrovert. So for those of us who align to like the D and I type personalities, we've got to learn how to effectively communicate and work together. All right. Because there's going to be people in our lives that are going to be, you know, they communicate differently than us. And as I tell everybody, it's like we communicate the way that we want people communicate with us. The problem with that is that most all of the time you're communicating with people who are unlike you, Okay. So I just kind of want us to talk through what are, you know, how can you identify these introverts, you know, our S and C types, because they're two very different types of people. So our S types, our study relators, those are still people who they love being around people. They do. But they're also going to be the type that are going to be more, calm and laid back. You know, they're not going to be the energetic I types. Okay. These are the study relators, harmonious type of people. So how you can identify them is that they're typically pretty calm. They're steady. They're laid back. They can be modest at times. Whereas our C-type personalities, our conscientious personality types, which are still introverts as well, how you identify them is that they're analytical. They're precise. They don't express much emotion. They're very formal and they're very logical. Okay. So those are the primary differences as to how you can identify your study relator type people. The nonverbal cues that they're going to give off are they're still going to smile at you when you're talking with them. Whereas your C-type personalities, they're not going to smile. Okay. They don't show emotion much at all. Okay. So they're not going to smile. They're not going to give you those nonverbal cues that makes it, frankly, easier for some of us to pick up on, you know, whether or not that they're in agreement with us or they disagree with us. They're fairly non-emotional. Okay. So those are our two types of introverts. Now, here's the thing. When we're working with our S-type personalities, again, those are our more people-focused introverts. They're going to smile. They're going to have a warmth about them. The thing is like, you know, like I was saying earlier, they are introverted. So we're going to have to draw out their opinion. We're going to have to ask questions to get them, to prompt them, to give us information. Okay. They're not going to be forthright with information. They're going to be a little bit more on the quiet side of things. Okay. So you've got to show them how your solution, if you're selling a product or service to them, you've got to show how your solution is going to best benefit, not just them, but whomever their key stakeholders are as well too, whether that be their family, whether that be their colleagues. You've got to show them how it's going to benefit the group. You've got to allow plenty of time for discussion. The other thing about both of our S and C types is that you cannot pressure them for action. They really want to have a discussion, and especially our C types, which are our data, analytical, non-emotional types, you know, they want lots of information to consume. Okay. So if you've got lots of spreadsheets or handouts or whatever, the more information that you can give them that will be relevant for them to consume, they're going to greatly appreciate that. And they're going to want time to digest that information as well. Okay. So if you're pressuring them to make a decision right then and there, they're not going to give it to you. You're going to piss them off and they're not going to want to buy from you at all. And they're going to tell everybody that they know that you pressured them and that they didn't like that. Okay. So we don't want to pressure those particular types. Okay. Now here's some other interesting things to note as well too. So when it comes to our introverts and how we can best communicate with them and how introverts can better communicate with other people as well too, because let's just face it, sometimes it's hard being in conversation with someone where if I'm an extrovert and I'm constantly having to ask the questions to pull information out of you, it can get exhausting. And especially if you're working in a team-like atmosphere and these are colleagues that you're having to work with, it's like, you know, come on now, our introverts, just like our extroverts, need to shut up and listen sometimes, which I'm going to do an episode on that. Okay. Our introverts need to step up and be able to contribute to meet people where they're at. So if you are, say, for instance, because I work with a lot of accountants, let's say, for instance, that you're an accountant. And you're a C-type personality, which a lot of accountants are. Okay. They're very data-minded, very analytical, the non-emotional types. And say you're on a team with some other accountants in your group, and maybe one is a more dominant type personality, just very results oriented, bottom line me. You can feel the presence of this person in the room because they just dominate the room, so to speak. Say that you're working with those types, because I'll be honest with you, again, for my accountants and for my lawyers too, there's a lot of C and D type personalities that have to work together, and they can sometimes be in conflict with each other if they're not seeking to understand how the other person communicates and how they can meet them where they're at. Okay. So for my introverts, one thing that I want you to think about doing is your nonverbal signals that we're giving out. Okay. When you walk into a room and you're noticing that other people in the room, I want you to pay attention to the nonverbals. You're noticing that these people in the room are smiling, or these people in the room are talking amongst themselves, or they're you're hearing conversations about their past weekend or whatever happened, you know, over spring break or whatever the thing is. But you're seeing conversation happen. You're seeing warm smiles, and you're walking into that room with your arms crossed across your chest, and you're not smiling. Let me tell you, you're signaling to that group that you really don't care. You really don't want to be there. They're going to have trust issues with you because you're not meeting them where they're at. So if you're walking to a room and you see people smiling and having, you know, conversation about what they did this past weekend, you might want to think about trying to engage with that as much as you possibly can in a genuine way. Okay. This isn't a check the box thing, because let me tell you something. People know when you're just checking boxes. All right. We can feel it. We know when you're just checking a box. And on the same token, I think people can feel when you're trying to be genuine as well, too. I really do. I mean, I think we all have a little bit of a radar on that. So, you know, the thing is that you, again, meeting people where they're at, if they're smiling, if things are warm, if they're having good conversation with each other, think about how you can genuinely and authentically be able to contribute with those conversations as well. Okay. Because I'm telling you, and smile. Guys, I mean, let's just smile. I'm going to take a sip of water here real quick. My Texas allergies are just killing me lately. Cedar fever is a thing. That's for sure. But seriously, smiling can help warm up a room like nobody's business. Okay. And so if you know that you walk into a room typically, and, or you've been told that you have, you know, they're resting, I don't even want to say the word, but the resting bitch face, let's just call it what it is. And if you know that that's how you are, then that is on you. You now have a level of self-awareness. You need to change that when you're walking into a room when everybody's smiling. Okay. The other thing I'll say for my introverts as well, use confident posture. You know, when we stand up straight and we put our shoulders back, we tend to talk more confidently, and we tend to show that we're confident just by the way that we're standing, just by the way that our posture is. You're going to feel more at ease when working with large personalities like our D's and our I types, you know, which again are the dominant and influencer types, our big extroverts. You're going to feel more at ease when you just stand up straight and put your shoulders back. I promise you. It's funny how that works. And I also, like I said earlier, I want you to smile genuinely, you know, especially for, you know, our C's in the group who tend to be a little bit more non-emotional. If you're working with the D and I types, a smile and a few head nods here and there, those head tilts too, they're going to help. They're going to help warm you up. You know, it's so interesting. I just got through reading a book. It's called Cues, C-U-E-S, with Vanessa Van Edwards. And she talks about charismatic communication in this book. And charisma is defined by two parts. You've got both warmth and competence. You know, and the goal is to strike an equal balance of both, depending on your situation, right? Because there's going to be times when we need to step up. Like, say you're in a presentation with a new client and you're trying to land a big new client deal or whatever, you're probably going to, you want to step up those competence cues more so than the warmth cues. You want to step up your warmth cues when you're walking into a room and smiling and networking with people and that kind of thing. But when you go on to presenter mode, you know, stepping up your competence cues, you're going to have to do that just based on your situation. Okay. Does that make sense? So, you know, the other thing that I'll tell my introverts as well too is use the mirroring concept. Okay. So depending on who it is that you're talking with, that you're presenting to, what are their facial features look like? How are they sitting? You know, how are they positioned towards you? And you need to mirror that as well. Okay. That will help. It helps. It's a courtesy. It's a respect feature, if you will. So be sure that you're mirroring yourself to reflect that of the person that you're, sitting across the table from as well too. The other thing that I'll say about my introverts, and you know, funny enough, as an extrovert, I've done this from time to time as well too, and I've had to watch myself. And in the book, the author talks about blocking, okay? And blocking is when you are like putting your hands across your chest. I'm doing this. So I know that you can't see it. You're listening, but putting your hands across your chest. When you walk into a room, you know, you have your briefcase or your laptop crossed across your chest as well. You're using something to physically block you. And the problem with that is when you're physically blocking yourself, you're not making yourself open for others to, have conversation with you. You're not opening yourself up for that warmth for others to, experience you in a different way. Okay. So I want you to think about those things as well, too. Let's see, what else did I want to cover? I did also want to talk about written cues, because again, I'm just thinking, you know, my husband's an accountant. We were talking about this this past weekend about, how emails have gotten so sterile over the years, right? I mean, can I get an amen on this? How many emails have I received, you know, that it's just very, very curt, very information only, you know, this meeting is at this time, please be prepared for X, Y, and Z, see you there, you know, or whatever, right? We can inject a lot more charisma into our written communication and warm people up to us if we just incorporate a few things to not make our emails so damn boring, all right? And here's the thing. There's research that supports the fact that in your written communication, people are going to remember, you know, your emails if you actually use warmth cues. If you're putting in words in your email to signal to the person who's receiving that email, you know, warmth in that email. So let me give you an example as to what that looks like. So if you want to project warmth in your emails, you may want to actually have a greeting at your email, you know, at the very top, instead of, you know, just immediately listing out the instructions for what needs to happen next. Maybe you could say, "Happy Monday, everybody," or whatever, you know, have some sort of salutation that's warm, that makes people feel good when they read it. Okay. You can use words, like connect, collaborate, happy, both, together. Those are really good warmth cues. And again, if you're looking to use more competence cues, you need to use words such as brainstorm, effective, expert, productive. Those are the kinds of cues that I want you to be thinking about as you're writing these emails. Okay. Because I just feel like we could do such a better job of making an email a little bit more memorable if we infuse a little personality into it. Okay. So again, like what I said earlier, you know, your beginning salutation is something along the lines of, you know, "Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you all had a good weekend. Just wanted to remind you about a couple of upcoming meetings that we have coming up this week. Please be sure to mark your calendar for blah, 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 blah." And then you end the email by saying, you know, "If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. All my best. Have a great week." That's a warm email. Okay. Stark difference from what the email that I described earlier. All right. So I want you to be thinking about how you can warm up your communication a little bit so people want to communicate with you. Okay. So for my introverts, I want you to stop blocking yourself. I want you to watch people in the room, mirror the personalities that are there. And I promise you, it will make your communication so much more effective. You'll land the bigger deals. Teams will get along better. Everything will run much more smoothly if you incorporate some of these strategies. Okay, until next time.
Thank you so much for being here with me today. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Heather_Lisle. That is spelled LIS as in Sam, LE. And if you like the show, I'd love for you to give me a 5-star review on Apple. Just go to the show on your podcast lineup and give me a 5-star review there. Until next time, I'm wishing you a great week, and may your marketing make you lots of money.